Thank you, everyone. It's so great to be here. It's truly amazing. I want to thank Peggy and Charlie for giving me this opportunity to share my story. So actually, this regional, it was the first regional that I've ever been to 9 years back. And I had gone to the regional reluctantly at the urging and pushing of my sponsor. But it was at the regional that I made the decision to take my business seriously. So these events, training events, are truly important to get our people here. I went from thinking about quitting my business to making my business priority. So my sponsor is a college friend of mine who actually came over to my house and said, I want to show you a business. I sat there, she showed me the compensation plan, one person on the left, one person on the right to start receiving commissions. First question I asked her was, how many people do you have? So she said she had one. At that point, she was only a couple of months into the business. So I said, oh, you need me to get activated, right, for the commissions. That was fine. So she followed up with me once. She followed up with me again. And the second time she followed up with me, she said, you know what, Beverly, I need to put in a very large order. Do you want to get started so I could place those BVs under you? And I said, she created that sense of urgency, and I said, why not? You know, if I could truly help her to make money, I was willing to do that, and the investment was not large. But at the time, which she didn't really know, we found out, actually, when she had come over, when she came to my house, I was actually a stay-at-home mom. I had been at home raising my three kids for almost 10 years. And so we found out around the same time that my husband was going to lose his job. He was in the IT field, and when I had stopped working, we relied solely on his income. So, you know, talk about actually being given an opportunity at the perfect time. When she did, I didn't realize it was this opportunity, right? I didn't think very much of it. I didn't have the belief. I was basically doing it as a favor for her. So gratefully, she pushed me to go to convention, and that's when everything changed. You know, so I don't know, for those of you out there, do you only have one source of income? Are you relying only on that source of income? You know, it's really great to have a backup plan. We didn't have a backup plan when my husband lost his job. And he basically was out of a stable job for almost 5 years. So, you know, we had our backs to the wall. But, you know, after I came to convention, I realized the potential of this business, and I got working. So here, the picture, the first picture is actually when I first started the business, when my kids were 5, 6, and 8. The picture on the right is about 3 weeks ago when we went on a vacation, a cruise to the Bahamas, we stopped by Universal Studio. My kids are now 14, 15, and 18. My oldest daughter is about to go to college. It's truly amazing how fast time passes by, and just in a blink of an eye. And it's so important for us to use our time wisely. Wouldn't you say so, right? We have to really not take any moment for granted. So I'm actually here to talk to you about time management. So what's the definition of time management? The process of organizing and planning how to divide your time between specific events. So what does that mean? It means that you need to be organized, you need to have a plan of action, you need to know how to prioritize your time, and also know what specific activities, right, to focus on, which Amber just amazingly covered just now. So why is good time management important? Because this is what will help us to achieve our goals and lead us to success, right? Time is our most precious commodity. And I know JR has this time statue, which I've never seen, but I definitely will when I hit director, just to remind us how precious and how important time is and not to waste it, right? So I want to share a concept with all of you by Rory Vaden. He's the author of Take the Stairs and Procrastinate on Purpose. If you YouTube him, you'll find a great TED Talk by him. So he basically said, successful people think differently. They think like multipliers. What do they ask themselves? They ask themselves the question, how can I use my time today to create more time for me tomorrow, right? What can I do today that can scale my efforts and multiply my time, right? So if we want to be successful, we need to think like them, right? If we want to live the life that they're living and have the things that they have, we need to think like them. So when I, you know, heard him, I was like, oh my God, this is our business, right? Our business basically helps us to create more time, right? It's the time freedom. Like if when you think about it, what other options do we have out there where we could do this on a part-time basis without giving up what we're currently doing, with minimal financial investment, right? Very little risk, to be able to help so many people out there with our products, with our business opportunity, and to create this income that we could will and pass on to our kids and our kids' kids, the next generation. Truly amazing opportunity. So multipliers think three-dimensionally. How many of you guys have to-do lists? Can I have a show of hands? Okay, many of us do, right? I have one too. So when we put together our to-do list, a lot of times we look at urgency and importance, right? How soon does this have to be done? How important? How much does it matter? Well, multipliers add on this significance calculation. How long will it matter, right? So I really urge all of you, when you're putting that to-do list together, to really ask yourselves, are the things that are currently on there going to make a difference in creating more time for yourself in the future? This is a perfect depiction of our business, this picture. And I oftentimes will actually draw this out for new business partners to create the right expectation. And I know Kevin Buckman yesterday, he talked a little bit about this, is that it's time spent, right, versus money earned over time. So in the very beginning, as a new distributor, we spend a lot of time, right? But we're not going to see that money up front. It's very disproportionate. But as time moves on, as long as we're building our business, putting the result-producing activities into place, we're going to be spending less and less time and earning more and more income, right? So sometimes in the very beginning, a lot of us as employees, you know, we go to work and we get a return, right? And when we look at this business in the beginning, it's basically we may easily quit because we just don't see the return of all the time that we're putting in. But if you're using that significance calculation and understand this business, you will basically never quit, right? So what does it take for good time management? Discipline, focus, and action. We have to learn to say no, right? How many of you guys tend to say yes to many people because you feel bad for saying no, right? I definitely am one of those people. So we really have to not feel bad by saying no, because realize that when you say yes to one thing, you're actually saying no to a million other things, right? Wouldn't you say so? So just to clarify, what are we saying no to? We're definitely not saying no to our senior business partners or our mentors, right? We're not saying no ever to coming to, you know, big events and trainings like this. And, I'm certainly not saying no when I get a text on vacation by Charlie Bear to come up here to speak for 25 minutes to you guys. That's definitely always a yes, right? We're saying no to the things that will hinder us and prevent us from reaching our goals and our whys. So what are some of these things? Being sucked into social media. So social media is a great way for us to build our business, right? That's how we build our names list, Kevin Buckman says. But how many of us, you know, will go through social media and be like, oh wow, what is that food, that dish looks delicious? Which restaurant do they go to? Or wow, which vacation, where are they at? You know, that's a great outfit, or I didn't know this person knew that person, right? We can totally get sucked into it. And before you know it, what happens? An hour, 2 hours passes by. So we really have to be very focused on what it is we want to achieve when we use social media, right? Avoid distractions and interruptions. Again, You know, on the phone, maybe you had the intention to look up something or send out an email. You go to your email and you have like 15 emails you haven't read, right? How many times then do you go click on each of the emails to try to read it? Or if you go on your phone and then you see with all the social media, all the apps, there's these all these numbers on there that you just have to click on to get rid of, right? So really also be aware of that. I mean, first two things, it's, you know, I feel like sometimes I'm developing ADHD with all this technology, right? So we really have to put it aside and stay focused, right? Take some acai. You know, some other thing, you know, watching TV, playing games. When I started this business, no more TV, right? When I started this business, you know, I used to be very clean in my house, cleaned everything, and I realized that's not going to get me closer to my goals, right? So, you know, when you come over, you know, you'll see it's not the cleanest. So we have to realize what are the things that's going to, you know, I mean, going to dinner, movies, bars with friends, I mean, if these are friends that are just not interested in your business and is not going to, you know, help you reach your goals, I would say, you know, you could say no to it, right? So your level of commitment is going to determine what you're going to say no to. So if you have a very low level of commitment, you may not say no to any of these things. If you have a very high level of commitment, this list is much longer than this, right? So know that if you want to hit, you know, like Min Lu and Amber Yang's, you know, levels, you have to say no to many things. And I'm sure they've said no to many things in their lives before, just to build their business, right? Thank you. Discipline, right? We are our own bosses. No one's there telling us what to do. We have to keep ourselves accountable, right? How important is that? And, you know, I feel that for most of us, we're too easy on ourselves, right? How many of you guys are sitting here working, right? When you go back, how many of you guys will be working harder for your boss than you ever will for yourself in this business? Many of us are currently doing that, right? It's hard because we get into a rut. Really break out of it and just realize that working for your boss is never going to give you the time freedom that this business will, right? So spending 8 to 15 hours a week on your business. First thing, you need a calendar for sure, right? Get a calendar out, go into your back office, take a look at all the trainings for the next 3 months. And I tell, you know, my new distributors to do this all the time. And be responsible. Don't need, you know, you shouldn't need to have your senior partners always telling you, okay, we have this, this, and this event. Do it yourself, right? This is your own business. You are the CEO and founder of your own business. Put in all the meetings and then also the team meetings for the next 3 months. And what you're going to do is have a weekly planner. You're going to figure out how to build from event to event, right? So what is it that you're going to be doing daily? So, you know, also as a distributor, you need to realize because we've been so used to doing things, right, a certain way, and, you know, getting into that rut, that we have to change something that we're doing each day and incorporate this business into our lives to get it, you know, to be successful at this business. Don't think that you're going to go about your everyday life just the way it was and expecting that this business is going to get built, okay? So this is an example of someone who's working on a full-time basis, right? 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe while, you know, commuting to work, you're listening to audios, maybe, you know, making some phone calls, right? Lunchtime, if you were used to eating at your desk or skipping lunch, don't, right? Try to go out with some coworkers, get to know people, build relationships. And then in the evenings, when you come home from work, you know, after dinner and stuff, phone calls, doing events, you know, Thursday night, going to the UBPs. On the weekends, some trainings, right? Some events. So something every day to build your business. How many of you guys brush your teeth 2 to 3 times a day? Hopefully, all of you, right? That just makes sense, right? No one's brushing their teeth 20 to 30 times a day and taking the next 2 to 3 weeks off, right? It's the same thing with our business, that we need to do something on a daily basis for our business. Focus, right? Always keep the end in mind. And we hear this a lot from Dennis Franks. Focus on the results. You know, recently I was after the Miami convention. Thank you to Johnson Lee and Susan Lee who invited me to the cruise that Amber Yang, thank you Amber Yang for putting together. And, you know, talking to a lot of people, building relationships, you know, a common theme, right? A lot of these people I spoke to, how they got started in the business, they were just interested in the products. They love the products. They just wanted to, you know, use the products. And Miss Midlu, you know, hear always about her going up to them and saying, hey, you know, there's a business behind it. Let me share it with you, right? So, you know, these high pin level earners, they have in mind exactly what they want to achieve. What are the things that's going to multiply my time, right? Duplication. So for us, maybe we were focused on just trying to create that preferred customer. But she's a couple of steps ahead already. And that's how we need to think. You know, how can we convert this customer, even from the very beginning, to a business partner, right? So, you know, I think many of you are familiar with this. What do we have to focus on? These are should be our business goals. 10 to 15 preferred customers, hitting the shopping annuity bonus pool every quarter, hitting UFO every quarter, sponsoring new partners, identifying and cultivating four leaders in each organization. You know, I always hear JR saying, you know, four in each organization, right? If you have one leader, you're about 25% done. Two leaders, 50%, three leaders, a quarter done. When you hit four leaders, critical mass, you're gonna blow out a center, 5,000 every week, right? It's the leaders that count, not just the BVs, right? Because if you have leaders that can do events, that could pull together people, bring them to, you know, trainings, then you basically have more time for yourself. So we need to cultivate leaders. Continuous learning and personal development. So action, right? So these are the things we need to do to help us reach the goal, our business goals. So every time we have an event, whether, you know, it's for products, to show the business plan, you know, again, we have to think about what do we want to accomplish, right? So at the health seminars, these MOTIS events, TLS events, we want to obtain and help our business partners, you know, or ourselves, that customer base, right? But we don't want to lose sight and lose out on any opportunities where if we can identify people at these events that want to, you know, could possibly approach about the business. So when we're preparing for these events, take responsibility for your own event, right? Figure out, okay, what is it that I need? Do I have products there for people to purchase? Do I have products there for people to taste? Do I have an order form, right? Do I have a catalog? Do I have all the tools that I need to, you know, to make this a successful event? At a lot of these events, we will always show the shop.com website because it's all related. This is the site where you could purchase all these products. And by showing them the shop.com site, we could start talking about the shopping annuity concept and get them interested in the business. Okay. So those events will not occur if we don't open up our mouths, correct? Very wise woman, Miss Minlu, and I always remember what she says, right? Your business is opened when your mouth is opened. If your mouth is closed, your business is closed, okay? So just realize that, you know, any chance you get, you need to share. Share, right, the products, our shop.com, business opportunity, trainings, and events. So procrastination is the killer of success. Procrastination basically steals our time, right? How many of us procrastinate? Thank you for being honest. Why do people procrastinate? Laziness? Or fear, right? So, I mean, both of these reasons, what's the cause of it? It's probably because our why is not big enough. Like Tom Pasternak yesterday said, right? Our whys have to be stronger than our fear, right? So if you are lazy, really think about what it is you want in life, right? Don't go, you know, living life not having this dream, the goal, right? And, you know, if if you are lazy, have someone keep you accountable. Go to someone and say, I really want to build this business, keep me accountable, and give me a little kick, you know, where I need it sometimes, right? Fear, fear of failure, fear of success, right? Fear of making mistakes. A lot of us have that, right? So we really need to understand that, you know, that's there and work towards, you know, eliminating it. And, you know, go to your mentor. Go to the person that has no fear. Spend time with them, you know, see how they overcome their fears and shadow them. See how it is, you know, how do they talk to people? And the more and more you do that, it's going to really, you know, help you. Stop making excuses. Stop wasting time. Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day, right? So do something every day for your business so that you could live the life that you've always dreamed about. Talk about time management. 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes left. Thank you very much, everyone.